morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the great success stories for promotion efforts for U.S. beef is in the international marketplace. Tell us more about that.
Well, when it comes to the beef export markets, the United States exports to more than 80 countries, and our efforts to the Beef Checkoff to promote U.S. beef overseas add value back to Oklahoma's beef producers' bottom line. To put it into perspective, as of October of 2018, the value per head for fed slaughter was valued at $320 a head, according to data from USDA.
And there's lots of success stories to share. For example, in Japan,
the U.S. Meat Export Federation supported a USDA prime beef promotion of beef chuck eye roll in a large national supermarket chain in Japan with 176 outlets. During the period, the retailer sold more than 220,000 pounds of U.S. beef, which was a 42% increase over the same period in 2017.
And you can learn more about these efforts by going to oklabeef.org and clicking on Cattleman's Corner.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. New leaders convene in Congress here on Thursday with the need to find an end to the government shutdown. The Department of Agriculture and other federal agencies are reaching a breaking point, according to Politico, as many agencies are running out of carryover funding. Democrats who now control the House of Representatives were expected to vote on a spending package upon taking office Thursday, but the Senate isn't expected to accept the plan. USDA has closed Farm Service Agency offices across the nation due to the shutdown. Producers who have certified 2018 production are expected to receive market facilitation program payments, the aid package designed to offset trade losses to farmers stemming from the Trump administration's trade agenda. However, producers who have yet to certify 2018 acres will have to wait until the shutdown concludes. USDA has continued some services, though, including meat and commodity inspections, along with Forest Service law enforcement, some research measurements, and the continuation of SNAP benefits. In other news, the Trump administration remains quiet ahead of talks with China next week, fueling concerns that concessions by China may not be enough to satisfy U.S. demands. Bloomberg News reports that measures by China to open its economy mostly fall short of U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer's demands. Lighthizer wants changes on alleged forced technology transfer and theft of intellectual property. China's moves to open its economy included renewed purchases of U.S. soybeans and rice, critical for a down ag economy. However, with Lighthizer demanding structural changes on technology transfers, China continues to complain it's not clear the U.S. side knows what it wants. A trade analyst recently told Bloomberg it's hard to imagine a deal can be reached by the U.S. set deadline of March 1st. Trade officials from the U.S. and China will meet in Beijing next week. Finally today, new meat cuts and breakfast dishes are expected to lead the 2019 wave of food trends. The National Restaurant Association says alternative sources of protein, locally sourced meats and seafood, more veggie carb substitutes, and globally inspired breakfast options are all trends expected this year. The association released the details from an industry-wide survey in late December that shows consumers should expect to see more plant-based sausages and burgers, new cuts of meat, including oyster steak, Merlot cut and Vegas strip steak, plus ethnic-flavored breakfast items. The annual What's Hot survey is considered a barometer of food and beverage trends at restaurants around the country. The results forecast food, beverage, and culinary concept trends for the year ahead. The annual survey looked at the responses of approximately 650 professional chefs, all members of the American Culinary Federation. You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Bell Ringer 32, live from Denver, 9th and 10th of January, first big sale of 2019. It'll be seen on Dish Network, channel 998, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head to be offered, including almost 30,000 yearling steers, 17,000 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.